thanks so much, everybody, for being on the line here this evening. And all of our calls are recorded, so if you like what you hear, please tell your organization team to join us and get more information. It'll be in your back office in just a couple of days. So let me start with a couple of announcements, and then we'll get into our training here this evening, which is America's Most Wanted, Eliminating Issues That Steal Business. And it's going to be a fun training call. We're going to talk about what to do, what not to do, and it's going to be a little higher-level call. But certainly want to make sure everybody's aware that we've added weekly pay on top of our monthly pay. So that means you have 64 opportunities to get paid with Purium every year, 52 weekly opportunities plus 12 monthly opportunities. And one of the things that we've done is we've changed our recruiters pool to part of the weekly pay. And last week, our recruiters pool paid over $62 for every gold pack. So if you add that with the first order bonus, if you enrolled one person last week with a gold pack, would have made about $137. So there's a lot of money on the front end of the compensation plan to enroll new people, and that's certainly something we're going to be talking about here this evening. Great testimonial from Pete McKay from Auburn, California, in the email blast today. Pete's 70 years old. He's a new executive with the company. His business is growing 50% right now, and I know that Pete is using a lot of the tools and ideas that we're going to be talking about here this evening. So good things are happening, and you want to stay tuned and be plugged in because this is prime selling season. Kids are back to school. Weather's starting to get colder. Holidays are around the corner. Folks are starting to think about money and you know, more about money and less about vacations. Most of the summer vacations are done, and none of the holiday vacations have started. So people are, you know, looking for ways to make money, and that's what we're going to be talking about here this evening is how to make money, but from a higher level. So, you know, some of our trainings are very nuts and bolts, you know, building a business, how to make money with the compensation plan, how to promote to doctors, how to think like a prospect. A lot of the trainings are, you know, what to do from a logistics standpoint, you know, how to present the business opportunity, how to handle objections. Tonight we're going to talk a little bit about some higher level stuff, some open-ended stuff, maybe engage your emotions a little bit and find a personal breakthrough that is meaningful, that will get you into activity. And so we're not going to be talking about, you know, gift cards and payouts and those sorts of things, but we're going to be talking about things that are more on a human level. So we try to bounce back and forth on these Tuesday calls, and hopefully you'll find this information important to you. And I think you're going to find it important to you if you're really thinking about your own personal activities and listening closely as to evaluating, you know, how you feel about the business as much as what you do about the business. And a lot of this training comes from a gentleman named Brendan Burchard. So, you know, some of the ideas that I present are specifically from individuals, trainings I've heard, books I've read, things I've seen. And I try to accumulate that information from people who are successful. So, you know, some of the things are certainly my personal experiences, but a lot of what I find are identifying trends and ideas from other successful people. He's the author of a book called Life's Golden Ticket, great book. He did a training called How to Create a Winning Streak. And so this information, or at least a lot of it, is coming from those things. And, you know, so we're going to look at it from both perspectives. We're going to look at how to create a winning streak, how to create a stairway to success. And on the flip side, you know, what are the things that maybe that are stealing business from you, things that have got you stuck? So we're going to look at it from both sides. And, you know, let's start with belief, because that's where things really start. Before you can do anything, you got to believe something. And so if your belief level is high in yourself, if your belief level is high in your product, if your belief level is high in your company, if your belief level is high in your industry, if you're excited about what you feel about what we have and what you can tell other people about, then good things are going to happen because you naturally want to share a good experience. That's what we do with a restaurant. That's what we do with a movie. That's what we do with a book. I read a statistic that women especially share even more than men. That women make something like 87 recommendations a week to their friends and coworkers and other people that they talk to. 87 a week, whether it's a TV program, a movie, whatever. We're constantly, I mean, that's like more than 10 a day. So you are doing these things. The difference with Purity, we're going to pay you to make those recommendations. And you know, the higher your belief, the more that you're excited about it, the easier it is for you to share information. So if you're stuck, the first place to look, a place that might be stealing business from you, is your own mindset about what you believe about yourself, what you believe about your products, what you believe about your company or your industry. Now, some things you can personally experience. So the products are the best example. If you're using the products correctly, if you've lost weight, if you've lost your sweet tooth, if you have more energy, if you have better sleep, you know, those sorts of things will turn into higher levels of belief. So belief and results are kind of a cycle that tend to feed on itself. Sometimes, you know, you have to start with the hope that something will be good, and then you have an experience that shows you that it is good, and then it makes it easier to do everything else. Belief in the industry. You know, there's lots of information about, you know, how to be successful in network marketing, but ultimately, to me, it's network marketing is entrepreneurship at its highest level. You know, there are very few places in this country in which you can start a business for literally hundreds of dollars and earn lots of money. And, you know, there are lots of good books and good information about that. So the first place to look is belief. The next is your own personal enthusiasm and hunger. So people work off of inspiration or desperation. So you have a high belief level in something, but, you know, unless you're motivated to share that belief with others, nothing's going to happen. So, you know, I like to work from inspiration. I feel it's more exciting and more creative, but obviously there are times where you have to work out of desperation as well. So let me give you a quick example. I like to play poker, and you know, there are times in a poker tournament in which you have a lot of chips and you're having fun and things are going well and you're playing a loose, fun style because you're operating out of inspiration. You know, good things are happening, and you know, it seems like nothing but good things will continue to happen. There are other times where you play out of desperation because you're low on chips, so you have to focus more on what's happening, and every decision is critical. So whether you're working out of inspiration or whether you're working out of desperation, you need to find the reason why you're doing this business. So lack of a reason why, lack of hunger, lack of inspiration, lack of mission, if this is just a, oh, I guess I've got a Purium business, you're going to have a harder time being successful than somebody who's really driven to be successful either because of need or because of mission. The next thing is ownership and accountability. So even if you have a high belief level and you really believe in the products and believe in the business, and even if you have a hunger or a desire and inspiration to do something, unless you take ownership of it, unless you are accountable for it, unless you decide where and when and how and why and how many hours a week and when you're going to do it and who you're going to be with and how you're going to do it, and you know, take ownership of, I've got some files, I've got my computer, I've got my list of people, you know, this is my business, these are my business cards, these are my brochures, I'm going to buy some gift cards, I'm going to invest in my business, I'm going to make this serious, then all the belief and all the hunger and drive is wasted because you haven't converted it into something that's specific and that you've taken ownership of your business. And to me, having been a corporate guy for most of my life, but having been an entrepreneur for good parts of my life, I can tell you that it's so exciting and inspiring to take ownership of a business and to be accountable. So even though your business for Purium may not be a bricks and mortar establishment with a front door and a key, you certainly want to treat it as though you're going to work when you're working this business and that you know what you're doing, when you're doing it, and how you're doing it. So the next way to create a winning streak, the next stairway to success, or the next opportunity for stumbling and the next opportunity to get stuck is knowledge. So you could have high belief level, high hunger, take ownership of your business. You really want to make something happen because you're excited about what you're doing. You're enthusiastic, but your knowledge is not enough. Your knowledge has got you stuck. and you feel like you can't move forward. Now, for knowledge, there's different levels for different people. So there are some people that need lots of knowledge. They're very analytical, and they want to know all the ingredients. They want to understand how the products work. They want to understand the compensation plan. They really want to know the details of the business. They do the research, and so they have a large need to have lots of learning and lots of knowledge. There are other people that really can be driven more by enthusiasm and belief and excitement and energy and ownership and just the general idea of, hey, I own a business and I want to share this with other people. I love these products and I want to share them with other people. So know yourself and know that, you know, there is no one right answer on how much knowledge you need. There's not one right answer on any of these things, but it's just about the mindset that you have to move forward. So, you know, as you quiet your mind and look at your business and you're realistic with yourself and you look in the mirror, you need to say to yourself, hey, is the amount of knowledge I have about this business, about these products, about the compensation plan holding me back? And sometimes I see it where people get stuck at a plateau. So they have good success in enrolling people, but maybe they can't train people to be successful. So they may have 7 or 10 or 12 or 15 people that are frontline to their business, but only one or two people that are enrolling others. Well, you know, maybe they have lots of knowledge on how to recruit, but not lots of knowledge on how to train folks. So look at your business objectively and understand what knowledge you need to move forward. The next is focus. So you could have lots of belief and excitement and hunger and take ownership of your business and know what you're doing, but you're not focused. You're all over the place. So lack of focus is one of those things that can steal business from you because, you know, you're looking at this and talking to that person and you have no sense of organization, no process, no system. And you know, that's why we created the Fast Start Training. So I recommend that even if you've been in the business a while, that you take a listen to that Fast Start Training maybe every few months because it's 25-minute audio. It's a 10-page document. It's very, very simple. And, you know, each few months you may have progressed in your business to a point where that information could be seen as fresh and new because you'll look at it from a different perspective. So focus, getting clear on what you want to do and how you want to do it. And we have a process we call Pipeline, PIPE being an acronym for prospects, invitation, presentation, and role. It's a very specific way that the sales process could and should go, where you make your list of people, invite them to try the product with the gift cards, they have the product experience, they look at the website, and then they can enroll in the business working with your upline team. So being focused, having a process is really important. The next one, as far as creating that stairway to success, the next opportunity to get stuck is probably the place that most people really, really, really get stuck. And that's taking action. That's the lack of initiative, the lack of doing something. You are paid to promote. That's how we compensate you, is to promote the business, is to share gift cards, to share the products, to enroll new customers. And so no matter how big your belief and your excitement level and your enthusiasm and how much you've learned and all that sort of stuff, unless you do something, not much is going to happen. I met a guy earlier in my career who was one of the worst salespeople I've ever met. I mean, he just was a terrible communicator. He was fairly rude. He really wasn't a very nice guy. He had gone through so many of his contacts. But my goodness, was he persistent. And my goodness, did he always, you know, work his business and was so active that he found some good people that were excited about the information despite him. And so, you know, sometimes you realize that activity and persistence can overcome most, if not all, obstacles. And, you know, if you listen to stories about successful people, whether they're athletes or, you know, actors or educators or whatever they may be, you know, oftentimes there are moments in their career where they could have quit. They could have, you know, just gone and been okay or average, but it was through persistence and activity and action that they were able to be more successful. So the key to success is making things happen, and especially in this business. Let me tell you one more story because I think it's that important as far as activity goes. I was with a company earlier in my career. We launched a program that was 25-cent audio tapes. So shows you how long ago it was. It was before CDs and DVDs and certainly before iPods and MP3 players. And we were really the first company in the industry to have very, very inexpensive tools. So most companies had a lot of markup on their audios or their video cassettes, and we decided, you know what, we're going to actually lose money on every audio tape that we sell. And we introduced this concept. We had these little purple audio tapes. So the cassette cover was purple. They were very memorable. They had a great, you know, information from our owner. And we introduced this 25-cent audios. And there were two different people that I really remember coming out of that meeting. One was somebody who's very intellectual, very smart, and, you know, he started coming up with all these different ideas and concepts and strategies and questions and, hey, if I order more, could you give it to me for less? And all sorts of, you know, like questioning how it could work and ideas and things he would think about. And this other guy said, you know what, I live in Vegas. I'm going to go down to Las Vegas Boulevard to the Strip, and I'm going to buy 500 of these purple tapes, and I'm going to hand them out, and anybody who's willing to give me their phone number, I'll give them a tape. And guess who had a bigger business? You know, it was the guy who just sat on the corner of Las Vegas Boulevard handing out audio tapes. Very unsophisticated guy, very unsophisticated process, but very action-oriented with lots of initiative and lots of persistence. And, you know, that's what it takes to be successful, is to do something. So you don't have to get on the corner of Las Vegas Boulevard, but you certainly have to do something in talking to folks. The next thing that's really important is to be collaborative, to be accessible, to get people involved, and to train the people and help the people that you do bring in. So it's that activity that creates your first level of business, your customers and your distributors. But ultimately, this is a business of duplication. It's a business of distribution. And so you're only going to be as successful as the quality of the people that you bring in and how much you can train them and inspire them to go do a simple process over and over and over again. So that's definitely another place that folks get stuck in looking at, you know, their business, is once they get beyond themselves, once they get through their own belief level and hunger and excitement and ownership and focus, and they're doing the business and they've got some activity and they enroll some distributors, you know, is to quickly transition into the idea of being an educator and being as excited for them as you are for yourself, to coach them and train them and help them and point them in the right direction and teach them what you've learned. And boy, you know, the people that I've seen that have been most successful in this industry are people who are as excited about the success of others as they are about themselves. You know, I spent a lot of time on the phone with Ian Farrar. He's a double diamond for the company, on his way to blue diamond, super nice guy. And I'll tell you what, you know, he is always talking about people on his team. He's always excited about what's happening. He's always telling me, you got to call this person, you got to call that person. Did you hear this person lost this much weight? I had this new person, and you wouldn't believe what, you know, they accomplished. And so you can hear it in his voice that he's as excited about what's happening in his business as how big his own check is. And guess what? You know, people like to work with him because he is that way. So that's what it takes to be successful, is to be accessible, to reciprocate, to be collaborative, to teach and to train and to coach. That's how you help others be successful and to duplicate your business. So the next thing in creating that stairway to success, that winning streak, as you start to go beyond just yourself, beyond your own activity, beyond duplication, is to really focus on mastery, the idea of learning at a higher level now. You know, it's not practice that makes perfect. It's perfect practice that makes perfect. It's ironing out the parts of your business that you're weakest at. So you could be a product-oriented person. you know, maybe it's time that you learn a little bit about the compensation plan. Maybe it's time you learn a little bit more about the concept of duplication and leverage. And, you know, if a light bulb goes off, suddenly you could have a whole nother burst of business. Or maybe it's the opposite way, that you love the business and you want to help people make money, but you don't know much about the products and you don't really live a healthy lifestyle, and so you feel a little disingenuous promoting Purium because, you know, it's hard to say, you know, how great the products are because you don't really take them that much yourself. So find, you know, your weakness and round yourself out. Become better in every way and learn from others that are having success. The last piece in this stairway to success is gratitude. You know, it's gratitude with your customers. It's gratitude with your distributors. It's gratitude with your mentors. It's paying it forward and feeling like, you know, I'm so happy that you achieved X. I am so happy that you achieved Y. And those things don't have to be major accomplishments. It could be the first enrollment or even the first phone call that somebody makes. It could be somebody hosting a meeting or getting up and doing their first testimonial. Creating that culture where people want to be around you, where people want to be part of your team, the team. And so, you know, we have a meritocracy. You know, nobody has an advantage versus anybody else. And so you become a leader based upon people wanting to follow you. You create a team based upon the environment and culture that you create for yourself and the people that are working with you. So, you know, that may be far off in the future for some of you. You may be stuck all the way back down at belief. You may be stuck all the way back at enthusiasm or ownership or knowledge or, you know. So it's first about developing yourself. It's first about creating enough skills and excitement and then ultimately activity to bring folks in. But then the magic happens when you're able to duplicate that, coach people, get better yourself at a higher level so that you really create a culture and a team that's dynamic. So, you know, I love this business for so many reasons, and one of the reasons that I love this business is because you can continue to learn. You can continue to get better. You know, there's nobody perfect at this business because we have so many different levels, so many different types of people we interact with, so many different situations that provide an opportunity for you to learn. So, you know, look at this as a business. Look at this as a learning experiment. Commit to it and be serious about it. And look at it as a mission. I mean, that's one of the things that motivates me as well, is I'm so excited about helping people to get healthier, to hear the stories of people, whether it's, you know, more significant health challenges like diabetes or even beyond that, or whether it's, you know, lesser health challenges like energy or sleep or weight loss. It doesn't matter. If you can make somebody's life a little bit better, you know, then you're affecting the world in a positive way. And, you know, I don't know if you heard the story today. It was, you know, big news that there's information out there that BPA, which is the soft type of plastic, is very harmful to our health. And Dave Sandoval knew that. And that's why our shaker cup has no BPA in it. So, you know, Dave's always watching our back. Dave and Amy know what they're doing. And, you know, that's something that you're going to see, you know, whether you're new to the company or you've been around a long time, you're going to see as the days and months and years go on that you can count on David, Amy, you can count on the company to do the right things, find the right products, you know, create a compensation plan that's fair and give everybody an opportunity to succeed. So we're working on some stuff that we really feel are going to take, you know, take the business to a higher level, going to take your activities and multiply the benefits, but you got to do a lot of the work yourself also. So, I mean, this is your business, and, you know, there's enough right now with the dozens and dozens of products that we have and with weekly bonuses and monthly bonuses and gift cards and, you know, the 21 reasons to join Purium and the websites and all that sort of stuff. There's plenty to be excited about, plenty to be proud of, and plenty to promote. So, you know, you do your thing, we'll do our thing, and we're going to help a lot of people, and I hope that you're one of them getting out of this business what you want to get out of it. And I guess that's where I'll leave you is, like I said, there are so many ways to take this business. There's no boundaries. You know, we're open in the United States, we're open in Canada, we're open in Europe. You can talk to chiropractors, you can talk to personal trainers, you can talk to people who are vegans, you can talk to people who are, have celiac disease, you can talk to people who, have weight problems, you can talk to people who, want to earn a little bit more money, you can focus on moms, there's so many different ways that you can go with your business. But it really starts with yourself and who you are and what you want to accomplish and how much you're willing to put into it, because this is a highly leveraged business and you have to put in more up front to get more out the back. And so you just need to trust that the business model will work if you do the right things. If you put the right energy, time, focus, attention, enthusiasm, all that in up front, these products, this business will pay off on the back end. And the most wasteful thing you can do is start and stop and start and stop and start and stop. So, try to move forward with consistency and continue to build your enthusiasm, build your belief, build your hunger, build your activity, build your learning, build your team bigger and bigger and bigger. And once you start to feel that duplication happening, it's a magical feeling, it really, really is, and I hope that you have the opportunity to feel that for yourself when suddenly you've got a new person popping up in your business that you had nothing to do with, that you're earning income on people that you've never met before, or that you have the opportunity to do an event, to do a trip, and meet somebody whose life has been affected so positively because of something that you started. So start today. Even though you're in the business, restart today, restart your mindset, and hopefully take some of these ideas that Brendan Burchard and myself have put together for you to create a winning streak, to create a stairway to success, to get unstuck, and don't let business issues steal money from you. Continue to work on all these aspects, and good things will happen. So thanks so much for joining us here this evening. Tomorrow night, I believe we've got Dave and Amy at 9 Eastern, 6 Pacific, and then Dave and myself will do our business opportunity call on Thursday night. So we're here 3 days a week to help you, and like I said, we're working behind the scenes on some big, big ideas and looking forward to seeing the fruits of those labors as well. So thanks so much for joining us here this evening. If you liked what you heard, tell people, tell your team to listen in. We record the calls and tell them to join in the back office. So thanks so much for joining us, everyone, and we'll catch you tomorrow night.